This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight, the Niners humiliated the Browns. What was it, 31-3? I got to tell you, did you hear this guy, Baker Mayfield, after the game?
Yeah, you know, he just banged up a little bit. You know, it's a tough physical game.
Oh, so that was what it was about. He's like, I'm fine. I took a lot of shots, but I'm fine.
Yeah, it sounds
no
like
big
that.
Deal.
Yeah.
Does he take the losses like they're a big deal?
I hope so.
He doesn't seem to. Remember after they got their ass beat by Tennessee, he told everyone that they're going to get even with them, right? And all the people that doubt us, we're going to remember it. You threw us in the trash. We're going to get even with you. You're going to regret it. What does he got to say tonight? Another one of those, we're all idiots and everybody's an idiot. And is the head coach, is Fatso telling everybody that we're all idiots too? Because he blames the media when he loses, right? Boy, that guy, I got to tell you, his offense is so creative. It's so incredible. It's so ahead of its time that they play games and they just don't score. So, you know, you don't score a touchdown the whole night. You got to take a look at your offensive game plan, don't you? You can't even score when you're on the two-yard line, and you're going to blame the media? Who are you going to blame for that one tonight, Fatty Freddy? Seriously. I mean, well, you call us names, so I'll call you names too, Fatso. It's too easy. The way you look. You look like you just got out of a bar at 4 a.m. You really do. Take a shave. Hit the treadmill, bro. Honestly, you look disheveled out there. You look like you just got out of a hangover in bed sleeping for 14 hours. But he can rip the media and call them all kinds of names, and we're all a bunch of idiots, right? You look like a real idiot tonight, Fatso, with that great performance of your team with that 3 points. I got to tell you, you're just blowing me away with that ingenious offense of yours.
Yeah, listen, they have not gotten it done in
they
that department
suck.
So far. And I saw one of the guys in Cleveland tweet this. After the game.
Who are they blaming? Pittsburgh?
Blaming
everybody in Pittsburgh?
I saw one of the guys in Cleveland tweet that Beckham has been a massive disappointment so far, and I went to look and see what has he done.
They don't even throw him the ball.
Well, if you take out the Jet game on Monday night where he had the 6 for 160 and a touchdown, if you take that away, 7 for 71, 6 for 56, 2 for 20, and then tonight, 2 for 27 – so the last 2 weeks, now they won last week against the Ravens, it is what it is, but the last 2 weeks, 4 catches for 47 yards. He only has 1 touchdown this season. That was that long one against the Jets.
Right. How long before
Monday
he starts
night.
Complaining?
So he's done, and I have to agree with him, he's done absolutely nothing in Cleveland so far.
Nothing.
I mean, it's 5 games, but he's done nothing.
Do you think that Seattle will go into Cleveland on Sunday and beat them? That's not real confident. You're on the Browns.
I think it'll be a close game, but I'd probably take
Seattle. Because an hour ago you were on Seattle.
I'd probably take Seattle with the points.
So, what do you think of Teddy Bridgewater, what he's doing with the Saints?
Amazing, right? Look, we knew that he could play, right? We knew Teddy could play. That's why they paid him that money to be the, you know, the best backup in the league, right? And it's worth it this year. It's paying off real well.
So they're going to...
I can't believe how many people were on the Bucs yesterday, by the way, just to begin with. I know people got excited after the Bucs shredded the Rams the week before in L.A., but...
Who'd they lose to?
Well, they lost to the Saints.
To the Saints in New Orleans. But do you... But that, to me, is a tough game to win to begin
yeah,
with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that the Saints go to Jacksonville and beat Minshew
I do.
On Sunday?
Yes, I think the Saints will win that game.
So, if... Bridgewater wins all these games while because your boy's Breeze is close to coming back, isn't he?
I believe they said after the bye. I forget when that is. Their bye's probably in a couple of weeks here.
So if he keeps winning and then Breeze comes back, do the Saints end up going to the Super Bowl? Because this guy's held down the fort like this is like Philadelphia with Foles. This guy's doing a job like no other. Is he not? I mean, he really is.
He's been outstanding for them. But what the one great thing that he is allowing is that all this time off with the Breeze injury and they're still winning with Bridgewater, is that it's going to mean a fresher Drew Brees for the second half, right? Brees is going to come back. He's not going to take the pounding that a normal NFL quarterback would take in the first half of the season. He's going to come back fresh. And if you remember last year, the Saints slowed down in mid to late December and in the playoffs. They really weren't the high-powered, you know, high-scoring team that they were earlier in the year. And a lot of that people thought was that Brees maybe had tired a little bit towards the end of the year. Maybe they don't have that issue this year because he's going to miss, you know, basically the entire first half.
So do you think that the team that's going to push New Orleans the rest of the way in that division is the Carolina Panthers? And do you think they'll handle their business with Tampa in you said the game's in London, and that that's Tampa going to L.A., to New Orleans, and then to London. I mean, do they – is someone doing their laundry?
Because that's a tough three-game stretch as there is. You're in Tampa, you got to – you know, we saw them out in L.A. when we were there a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And then they go from there to New Orleans and now back over to London. That is a tough stretch for the Bucks. I do not like them at all this Sunday in London. But they did go to Carolina. Remember that? That was a Thursday night game, and they beat the Panthers there. That was the game where Cam Newton, the last game that Newton played. Week two, I believe that was. And Tampa got a win against Carolina on the road in that spot.
So there's people talking about Minshew that actually are saying that when, you know, the way he's played, that when Foles comes back from the broken collarbone, that Minshew should keep the job. Can you imagine they gave all that money to Foles and then they're going to?
I'm not going to go there, no.
So you think they'll give it right back to Foles?
Yes, you have to play Foles when he comes back.
He's done a hell of a job, that Minshew.
He has. He's played very well. But you paid Nick Foles a lot of money to be your quarterback. I know he got hurt the first game. I get the kid's been good. You got to play Foles.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.